would just take care of people that, you know, like maybe this woman marries this man and he likes to get drunk. Mm-hmm. And he'll come home and he'll beat up on his wife and family, you know. And after the word got out that he was doing this, then they would come in and say, hey, either stop this or we're going to teach you a lesson.
Even if it was wine?
Wine, yes. Even if it was wine. So they was kind of, in their way, policemen. And after time went on, you've got cars. I mean, you've got your policemen, highway patrol and stuff.
Yeah.
There was no need for them anymore.
Yeah.
So it really converted into the black-white hatred type thing. My father said he can remember.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really make no difference if he was black or white. They would come in and straighten you out if you needed.
Just like
He said when he was a young man.
Right,
you know, when he was a young man, you know, they said they needed him.
Yeah. They just have legends and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, two more questions. What do you say to people when they come to your house and it's on Christmas? Why don't you tell them?
Depends on how early they want to come. No, I don't know. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Did you ever hear people around here say Christmas gift?
Yeah.
Yeah. That GBT just like a greeting or something. Do they have anything to do with Christmas gifts? Presents?
Presents.
Yeah.
Well, when everybody comes around here and goes somewhere, they going to family anyway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Christmas parties, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Presents, that's all it's about, I guess. Anymore.
These days, yeah.
You don't have a present, don't come.
How about on New Year's? What would you tell somebody? Okay. Well, that about takes care of it, I guess. All right. Well.